You must have been tremendously excited to come to a country where we had a man such as Richard Pearse, who designed what is virtually considered to be the first plane to actually fly in the world.
This is quite true. In fact, I'll be quite honest and say that I'd never heard of Richard Pearse at all in UK, and I don't think many of the so-called historians in UK had either, because in the volume of the history of aviation produced at great expense in UK, there's only mention of Pearse right at the back. And it's obvious that it's only come to the fore since about 1964-65. And it has given me a great thrill to be associated with this in its many forms.
The actual design of the plane, as an engineer, is this the sort of first type of design that Richard Pearse produced that you had seen?
I think we can assume this to be correct. Pearse, as we know, designed, or had certainly designed, two aeroplanes with a possible third one. And myself and Mr. Rodliff, we built this replica of Richard Pearse's first machine to what we and the research and experts believed to be the correct shape and size. His second one, built in 1909, which is about 6 years later, or it could not, possibly not built but modified the first one, we're not sure. There's no basic evidence to say that this is so. And of course then his third one, which it was built in 1928, or between 28 and 48, is quite a different machine altogether. The third one never flew. The first one certainly flew. The second one, there's not so much known about it.